Meeting underway. Water Commissioners. Okay. Well, I guess we're kind of specialized here, Chris. Nothing else on the docket other than the proposed revision of bylaws 323-21-16, and I'll turn it over to Vic, and he can tell us what he's got going on here. Time out. Public comment.
I would say sure. Why don't you listen to what we have in there if you want to listen a little bit.
And then make a public comment afterwards. Fine. We won't make a decision sure. Until you thank make you. It. Make a public comment. Okay. Go ahead, Vic.
Yeah, what we're going to deal with is just the two sections that involve water company or water commissioners and the water companies. Operations. And the old bylaws read, there shall be a fine of not less than $100 nor more than $300 for the wasting or taking of water without authority or for vandalism. And then da-da-da-da-da-da. But that section is really out of date. And in 2009, the state passed a law which revised several sections of state law that dealt with water company business, and that is proposed revision is that fines and penalties under this new law would be imposed in accordance with Massachusetts Session Law 446, which amends the following general law, Section 39G of Chapter 40, Section 9 of Chapter 92A and a half, Section 170, Chapter 111, and inserting Section 123A in Chapter 226, and any other applicable Massachusetts state law. And that would keep us up to speed as the law, the state law changed, so that we could, you know, without changing this, we could use state law as it became law. Anyway, there's an alternative wording for that that includes all of that, but I have a little preamble there, so anybody reading the town bylaws would say, well, what's this all about? And they wouldn't have to go to those state laws to figure it out. Anyway, the preamble is, for the unauthorized taking, diverting, corrupting, or defiling of the public water supply, or who injures, destroys, or interferes with the public water authority's operations, construction, or maintenance, and also for the unauthorized willful trespass on water company authorities' land or facilities. And then it continues where I left off. Fines and penalties won't be imposed in accordance with Massachusetts Session Law 446, which amends the following general law, Section 39G of Chapter 40, Section 9 of Chapter 92A and a half, Section 170, Chapter 111, and inserting Section 123A in Chapter 226 and any other applicable Massachusetts state law. And that takes care of that section of the bylaws, which is Article 9, Section 6. We have only one other article that comes under the Water Commissioner's perusal, and that is Article 9, Section 1, which says that we supervise the water department. And instead of saying supervise, that would be amended to say we provide management and oversight. So that would put us in line with the fire commissioners in terms of, you know, what we do. And after looking up the definition for supervise, I don't believe we directly supervise the water department. I think we manage it and provide oversight for it. But those are the two proposed changes that would affect, you know, the water commission and the water department and its operation.
Thanks, Vic. And were the fines were of lesser value before, prior to this?
Yeah, it's $100 to a maximum of $300, and there's no criminal penalties under there. This on this same sheet of paper, I put a synopsis of what the fines and penalties are for those different things. And, you know, it depends what part of or which law you break in terms of what the penalties are. But fines can go up to, depending on the violation, up to 5 years in prison and $5,000, you know, for trespass. It can be $250 or $1,000 or up to $1,000. So the fines are scaled to reflect the seriousness of the violation.
Okay. Chris?
Yeah, I just, you know, all I really want is, like I said, is just for us to be able to actually pose the laws that are there instead of keeping one in that was wrote back in 1980. Okay. You know, let's bring them up to times. You know, if I have somebody, like I said, in this day and age, you got to be careful. Between terrorism and everything else, somebody comes in and willfully destroy, you know, dump something, a chemical into one of the tanks somehow, you know, you don't want to charge them $300 and something else. You want something to be on there.
Yeah.
Just say a young kid jumps in there, decides to go for a swim somehow. I don't think he can get in there now, but you never know. Anything that if I have to dump that tank, you know, 500,000 gallons of water, it's more than $200-$300 worth of water I'm dumping out of there because of some foolish prank.
Okay. Amy, you were saying that you were thinking that you'd like to have a public comment on this. I'd like everybody in the room to make a public comment at this stage of the game. So we can start with you, Amy.
I believe that. Did I put that on?
I think it's on.
Okay, good.
Hi, Amy Cates. I was wondering if you guys could run the timeline for me. When I went to the bylaws meeting, and we were talking about this bylaw, or the bylaws committee was talking about this bylaw, I said, I don't ever remember at this meeting discussing wanting to change the bylaw. And I come to every meeting. And so I mentioned it to Chris. And so my thought was, did the suggestion come from water or did it come from bylaws? You know, was it the bylaw committee that wanted to change this? Because if it came from you folks, I seriously do not have a recollection of us discussing wanting to change this or having concerns about fines or that there was a 2009 law that made some changes in the Mass General laws. So I mentioned this to Chris, and then at the next Water Commissioners meeting, you know, because it wasn't on the agenda, then we didn't discuss it, which is too bad in a sense, because we probably could have reposted and changed the agenda if we had known. But then, since it wasn't discussed, then Vic went to the bylaws meeting last week without the Water Commissioners having discussed it, and the bylaws committee voted it prior to your group actually discussing it and voting on it. And so I think I'm confused about the timeline. Where did it come from, and where did it start? And have we, you know, and along the way, have there been bumps and bruises that we haven't, you know, that we haven't addressed?
Yeah, I can answer, Ted. I mean, it's a pretty simple explanation. Not that we did our sterling best on this, but right after I began on the Water Commissioner, I was appointed to be on the Bylaws Committee, and Don was appointed to be on the
Policy Advisory.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, a meeting was never called of the Bylaws Committee for 9 months. Anyway, I had gotten the bylaws out, read them, scribbled all over them, made notes and stuff, and was prepared. Of course, you know, I had to pull all that stuff out and review it before we had our bylaws committee meeting. But that's I had done my due diligence and then forgot about it in 9 months, and so that's where it came up. I mean, the proposed changes that applied to the water commissioner came from me, you know, and I mean, that's it. We never have, to my recollection, have said anything at one of these meetings except as the bylaws committee meeting met.
My first recollection, my first recollection on it anyways, which is was the last meeting that I knew that there was interest in a bylaw change. Of course, we don't talk in between meetings, so we don't know what's going on from meeting to meeting. So when it came up last meeting, I just thought it was a good idea for us to just be patient. And in terms of what you're talking about, whether the bylaw committee voted on it or not, I didn't know anything about that. And I guess, I don't know, Vic, if you got there and all of a sudden they were voting on it, I don't know anything about that. So.
Well, we've had actually two meetings of the bylaw committee. The
right.
Initial one where I had to go back and do my homework again on the, particularly the state law. And,
yep.
You know, wrote that up for the second meeting. But then, you know, as you said, we were out of sequence. So I really didn't have the input of the water commissioners, all of the water commissioners on that. But we're at that
point. So we're going to make a motion and pass this today. Whatever happened in the past, for that other one, I can't help it. I don't know what it is. You know, so maybe we were out of order, but we're going to get back in order right now.
and I was the one who suggested this bylaw change to Vic, and I think it was when you were done at the time. I swear, I believe that when you were appointed, it was at a meeting, and I said, the only thing I have is the one for fines and everything else, and I want them to read as done. I might not have made a big stink about it then, but I did remind him afterwards, just remember, that's the only thing I have on there that I'm concerned about with the bylaws.
I think we probably did the right thing the last time we met, in that we held off, even though it ended up kind of getting kafooey. I think we made the right decision not to do anything on it last time, because if somebody wanted to entertain anything, we wanted to have a meeting and knew that we could do. We weren't really planning on half an hour before the Prudential Committee meeting on Monday, but that was the way it turned out, just from everybody being gone and being able to get here. And I think from what I read on this, I kind of like this. I think it makes some sense. I think, Chris, you've done a good job in finding something that we can, you know, we can definitely use it if we need to. Where before we didn't have much teeth, did we?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. I mean,
yeah.
You know, if somebody
yeah.
could have stolen a new water tower and we could have found it, well, you probably could have got them for theft.
Okay.
You couldn't have got them for
all right, sounds good.
Much more than that.
All right, we good? Anybody else comment, public comment? Okay. You've had them lined up tonight. You're up.
Well, I make a motion that we accept version 2 of the one in blue, the alternative wording for the town bylaws that would replace the current Article 9, Section 6 with the new wording.
And that's Article 9, Section 6 of the existing bylaws?
Of the existing bylaws.
Okay. And Don would probably second, but since he's not here, I'll second.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And also,
so moved.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to make a motion that we change the wording in Article 9, Section 1, to substitute provide management and oversight for the wording supervise.
And that would be a second.
That would be a second motion.
Right? A second motion, correct.
Yeah.
And I second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. There you have it. All right. We have no other business.
No.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. There you have it.
Do you make a motion?
I can't make a motion.
Well, I make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
Okay.
All those in favor?
That's Don's job.
Aye. Yeah. All right, thank you.